Welcome to your five for the day. One of the wonderful things about the good news that Jesus brings is that it meets the basic need that all people have. We can go to the highest halls of learning and talk with a man with multiple PhDs. Although he is highly educated, the message he needs to hear is that Christ died for his sins and was raised from the dead, and that he can trust in Christ and receive eternal life as a free gift. Take the message to the most primitive, illiterate tribesman in some remote jungle, and he needs to hear the same good news. Since all people are sinners who need to be reconciled to the God of heaven who is holy, the same gospel applies to all. Jesus saves sinners who trust in him. The Bible tells us of Jesus' interview with the Pharisee Nicodemus. As a religious leader and a moral man, he was no doubt shocked by Jesus' opening words. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus' religion was not sufficient. He needed this new birth. On the other hand, the Bible tells us of Jesus' encounter with the immoral Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Jesus skillfully shows her that she needs the living water that he can give. It's the same basic message with a different way of illustrating it. Nicodemus and the unnamed Samaritan woman are as different as they could be. He was a Jewish man. She was a Samaritan woman. He was educated and orthodox in the Jewish faith. She was uneducated and did not conform with accepted or orthodox standards or belief. He was an influential leader. She was a nobody. He was upper middle class. She was lower class. He was morally upright. She was immoral. He sought out Jesus because he recognized his merits. She had no idea who the stranger at the well was who sought her out. He came to Jesus at night. Jesus and the woman met at midday. Nicodemus responded slowly and rationally. She responded quickly and emotionally. But Jesus loved both of them. He came to seek and to save all types of people. Our joy or our sorrow for all eternity depends upon our response to the advice of Jesus to Nicodemus, to the most important of questions: am I saved? It is not a question of how good we are, nor if we are a church member, but am I saved? Am I sure I will go to heaven? God says in order to go to heaven, we must be born again, and that's exactly what Jesus said to Nicodemus: you must be born again. In the Bible, God gives us the plan of how to be saved. His plan is simple. To know God's salvation, we must realize we are sinners, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because we are sinners, we are condemned to death, because the payment for sin is death. But God loved us so much, he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to bear our sin and die in our place. He made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus had to shed his blood and die, because without shedding of blood there is no pardon. God commends his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Although we cannot understand how, God said, "My sins and your sins were laid upon Jesus, and he died in our place. He became our substitute." It is true. God cannot lie. God commands all men everywhere to repent. This repentance is a change of mind that agrees with God that we as individuals are sinners, and also accepts without question what Jesus did for us on the cross. Do you agree and accept his salvation today? Thank you for listening. God bless you.